From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday mocked the hundreds of thousands of people who turned out the day before in cities across the country to protest his new administration. Mr. Trump issued a tweet saying, now in his words, why didn't these people vote and celebs hurt cause badly, end the quotation. 2 hours later, Mr. Trump said in another tweet, peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views. President Trump will reportedly spend part of his Sunday speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by telephone on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Prior to Sunday's conversation, a Palestinian official spoke about Trump's potential role and the decades-old stalemate.
The ball is in the court of Mr. Trump to explain whether he is supporting and backing Israel within 67 borders or supporting Israel as a rational state, abide with international legitimacy, or supporting Israel as a bully of the neighborhood.
Mr. Netanyahu's planned talk with Donald Trump comes on the same day Israel approved several hundred housing units in East Jerusalem settlements. Mr. Trump pledged strong support for Israel during his campaign and said he would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital despite the city's contested status. This is VOA News. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks, marking the first face-to-face meeting between the foes in a year. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting got underway late Sunday between representatives of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Russia and Iran backed the Syrian government forces under President Bashar al-Assad, while Turkey and the United States have supported rebels who want to see him removed from power. Negotiations Monday are expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. Newly installed Gambian President Adama Barrow is expected to return to his homeland from Senegal after the former defeated rival left country. Former President Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh did not speak or issue a statement before he and his family were flown to Equatorial Guinea. The United States released a statement welcoming the peaceful transition of power in Gambia and congratulating President Barrow on his inauguration. French voters go to the polls today for the first round of leftist primaries, but most expect the governing socialists to be ousted from power in presidential elections later this year that will center on issues like the economy, immigration, and terrorism. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
During 5 years of socialist rule, France weathered three major terrorist attacks, a struggling economy, and the migrant crisis, best seen in the now dismantled Calais jungle camp. Many French voters have criticized how the left handled these issues. President François Hollande has become so unpopular, he decided not to run for re-election. The seven who are on the primary ballot include former Prime Minister Manuel Valls and three other ex-ministers. They have sparred in debates over whether to take the party further left or further right. But polls indicate voters are looking elsewhere, to conservative candidate François Fillon, to maverick former economy minister Emmanuel Macron, and to far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who wants to close borders, end immigration, and hold a Frexit referendum on leaving the EU. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The 45th anniversary of the landmark U.S. court ruling Roe v. Wade will be marked Sunday with the new president, who has said he wants the decision overturned. Mr. Trump's position against abortion is supported by many Republican lawmakers, which control both houses of the Congress. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.